first contacted him.
What was his name again, Jim Gesell?
G-E-S-E-L-L. He's dead now.
Okay. He was in Endicott?
No.
He was in Poughkeepsie.
He was in the field, in the marketing at that time, but they had a systems engineering, not just a marketing guy. He was a systems engineering manager of the Eastern Region in New York City.
Okay.
And the general word from the Endicott lab people after Honeywell announced that was that we don't believe it. You know, that they're blowing smoke.
Right.
Well, Jim, his customer, got Jim into a demonstration at Honeywell. took him with him.
Yeah.
Demonstrating Honeywell. And Jim said,
Honeywell's headquarters at a customer site?
Well, or we don't. Wherever they took their customer to demonstrate.
Okay, probably.
I have no idea.
Yeah, corporate site.
I think it was somewhere up in the Boston area. But anyway, Jim saw the demonstration, saw that it really did work.
Yeah.
And he went to Endicott. He had also heard that Endicott said, you know,
don't believe it.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Jim went to Endicott and made a presentation up there, and Jim was a pretty strong,
pervasive
guy, and he basically told him, you guys are full of bull, this thing works, and you better do something about it, you know.
That's what he said to the people in Endicott.
To Endicott, where they were developing the low end of the 360.
Oh, that was in Endicott. So the Model 30?
The Model 30 was in Endicott.
Okay.
Where the 1401 was.
Yeah.
And so after his visit, it's when Fred
got involved. Was he asked to get involved, or did he, do you recall?
Oh, sure, he got involved. But
on his own, or did someone tell him to get involved? Do you remember?
I have no idea who said who to what. Yeah. But what I do know is that the guy running the division that had the Endicott lab, John Hanster, who, by the way, was a California guy.
One of the most
capable engineers I ever knew. But John Hanster said, we are going to do a 1401 Super because we're not going to let Honeywell 200 wipe us out.
Right.
Well, that's when Fred, I don't know whether he's already involved, but when that came out, Fred knew that would really
kill
Peter the Mod 30.
Right.
And he said, we got to have the volume of the Mod 30 for our SLT semiconductors and whole works. If we don't have that volume, that's a big problem. So Fred got Jerry Blau, I don't know, a couple more guys, and Poughkeepsie. Architecture area for 360 was in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
They got those guys and went to Endicott, and I wasn't directly involved in that, so but the word was they worked all night for two nights.
Right. And 2 days in a row, all night.
Fortunately, the 360 was microcode, and so using the microcode, they simply incorporated microcode to interpret the 1401 instruction set, and no problem. So that was what happened. And even after they did that, John Hanster said, I'm going to still, that won't really do the job actually, I'm going to do the 1401S. And so they had a big battle.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the battle? Were you there in any discussions?
No, I was not in the room. I remember. I knew John very well. I was not in the direct battle, no. But I of course, knew a lot about it. But it wound up going to the chairman's office at the battle. Went to Tom Watson's office. And of course, Tom's not going to rule against the 360.
Right.
So John lost.
Yeah.
And within,
did you ever talk to him after he lost? How he felt or anything?
I don't remember
what he said.
All I remember is a few weeks later he left IBM.
Was it a few weeks later or a few years later?
Oh, it was pretty soon. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you.
Because I had the wrong impression it was like a few years later, but
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It may have been more than a few weeks, but
a month or so, at most.
I don't think it was years.
Okay, that makes more sense.
he became the head of GE Computer.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, Ed, he used to work there, by the way.
I did see him 3 or 4 months after he became the head of GNU.
How was he doing?
He was he hadn't moved.
Right, right. So
I was, I guess, over at his house and saw him and June, his wife.
Right.
And I asked him, you know, what's the situation at GE? Are they going to really be a competitor?
Yeah.
And his answer was, well, they could be. They got, you know, if they decide,
invest,
that they're going to support it and do it. But he said, I'm not optimistic. I said, why is that? He said, well, I've been talking to the head of the semiconductor division and told him all the things that he would need to do to adequately support the computer world.
Right.
And his response was very interesting. He said, I am measured on the semiconductor industry, competition, and revenue.
Yeah.
And if you get them to change my measurement, fine. But other than that, I'm not doing any of that.
Do you think John was asking for multi-chip SLT type packaging, or we don't know?
I don't remember any of the details, but he had done his own analysis about what he needed.
Yeah.
And that's what he had laid on the guy.
Yeah, from the audio market, you know, not computer necessarily even, right? I mean, military market. Well, that's a fascinating story. Yeah.
What gets rewarded is what gets done.
Do you have any more thoughts from that whole horrible? Do you have any more thoughts from that whole horrible transition? I mean, now all of a sudden the 1401 guys in Endicott had to stop their 14S work, and they, you know, they had to stop, and they had to become 360 people.
Well, the 1401S guys,
Did what?
The 1401S guys had to stop.
Yeah.
But there were still enhancements to the 1401.
Yeah, they were minor.
And of course, there was the 1410.
Yes, but that already had happened by then.
Well, yeah, but then there was the 7010.
7010, yeah. So, but that was done in Poughkeepsie, though, wasn't it?
The 7010, it may have been, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But it was a 1401 compatible upward, of course. But the thing I do remember, what time is it?
Oh, we got 5 more minutes. I have a meeting I have to be on in 5, so I have to stop at that point at Maxo, and then we'll go in the room. You guys can go in the room.
The thing I do remember is, let's see, about 19, sometime in the late 60s, Gardner Group had made an analysis of the industry and the market share or market amount in the industry in the late 60s.
Yeah.
And they said that when the 360 was announced in the second quarter of 64, if you took, I believe it was a rental area of customers who were paying IBM $10,000 a month or less. They said IBM had 80-some percent of the business in that area.
Yeah, interesting.
5 years later, they had 40-some percent of the business.
Because the 360s cost too much was your contention, right?
Yeah,
you had to get a disc with them.
Below the 360.
Was intense.
And, I don't know how much before 69 Frank Carey had heard that, but in that same time frame, he said, we're going to fix that by having a separate integrated division for the low end of the line called General Systems Division.
And that was your Raleigh operation?
No. And so he had a task force to study doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And the task force came back and said, we recommend you not do it. And said, because IBM for all these years has had one face to the computer, to the customer, selling computers. And if you have a separate integrated division selling the low end of the line, that's going to break.
Well, then how did you pull off the whole Raleigh and System 34 thing then? I mean,
Raleigh had nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, you went there, though. I mean, how did you pull off?
That's Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay. Yeah, sorry, Atlanta. So how did you pull off the System 34 then?
Long, this is the
that
34.
Was later.
Before then, but for 34 was already done. 32, 34, and 36, and then 38.
You weren't part of those then.
Huh?
You were not part of those?
I was all of them.
Yeah, that's what I said. So how did you pull that off? If IBM didn't
want... I don't know what you mean by pulling
Well, if IBM didn't want to have a separate group selling low-end stuff, well, you had a separate group selling low-end stuff.
Let me finish. you're not letting me finish, Robert.
Okay.
That team, GSD, was put together in 71.
Mm-hmm.
The 32, 34, 36, and 38 all occurred in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, let me just finish. So they came back and told Frank not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you need to go back and study some more.
Oh.
And they came back the second time and recommended he not do it.
Okay.
He said...
Two strikes, you're out. No, okay.
Frank said, forget the study. I'm going to do it. Tell me the best way to do it. Come back and tell me the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So they came back, and the result of that was the General Systems Division was formed in Atlanta, headquarters in Atlanta, had its own marketing, service, manufacturing, and development, and was 800 miles from... headquarters in New York, and so I wound up in that division.
So Frank Carey basically drove all this?
Oh, Frank Carey drove
it.
Personally.
I see.
And so...
Well, did he feel like you did, that the 360 was too expensive and they needed another low-end line?
Well, I didn't talk to Frank directly about too expensive or not, but he felt the low end of the product line. You see, he grew up in the time frame when... new accounts mm-hmm. in the marketplace was heavily rewarded because new accounts started small and grew big.
Mm-hmm.
For years, IBM Marketing Place was pushing very hard new account sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, low end of the line was not getting the job done. The 360 sales, 360 marketing guys, you know, this hard work of new customers and trying to help people that don't understand get started, they had zero interest in that. So,
mm-hmm.
And Frank understood that.
I see.
So I went to Frank. I was
the 360 was too sophisticated for the low end market people. You were saying basically.
Well,
too complex or too high level issues like academia, big business.
I would say many different things. It didn't focus on the price. Proper cost price level,
right. Too expensive.
And it did not focus adequately on usability.
Usability. By people who weren't familiar with advanced, or didn't have a staff to maintain a 360 model 40 or 30. You know. We face that same issue today, man. So, okay, well, I have a 1 o'clock call I have to go to. By the way, I just recorded that, if that's okay with you.
What I just said?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry, you're a story.